The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM. Proudly sponsored by Aldi, bringing you Christmas all wrapped up.
Now our dummy is here sitting beside us. I'm very excited.
Crash test. Yes. Can you put crash test in? Please. Okay, and maybe give him a microphone. Okay,
sorry. Here, are you ready? Of course, the dummy is here, everybody. Carl, how are you since last week, by the way? I watched the video back of you eating the hottest chicken wings in the history of man and womankind. I mean, very PC.
I actually still have blisters in my mouth. That's not
a joke.
Are
you serious?
Yeah, actually.
Who were you kissing at the Christmas party?
Will you just go away? That's a vicious rumour.
No, that's a vicious blister.
Don't think it is a rumour, actually, but we'll get to that in a moment.
So I've pretty much, everyone's been getting on to me and going like, oh, huge respect, fair play for doing it. I would not give me an ounce of respect because I did that out of sheer ignorance.
You're very modest.
If I had known how bad that was going to be, there's no... Oh, it's stupidity. 100%.
I told you. It's normal. I was going to say, it wasn't for radio. I said, Carl, you don't have to. Please don't do this.
It was one of the most insane experiences of my entire life.
At least you did it because you said, like, you were like, I'll regret it if I don't give it a go. And I said, good man, Carl. Yeah. Unlike Granny over here.
So, I was very chuffed that he had my best interests at heart.
Now, I'm super excited to find out what it is that you're going to be doing this week.
Yes, I am too. Producer Alan, he's also in the studio beside the dummy himself. So, crash test. Producer Alan, please reveal out of your little book and shop of horrors what the crash test dummy will be doing this week on the show.
We've already done it.
What?
What?
Did you not know?
Sorry, I was off yesterday and I was just like, well, I can't wait to see what we're going to do to Carl today. And what do you mean you've already done it?
No, like, I've gone and done it.
No, we didn't know.
But we haven't given it to you.
Yeah, but we don't have to tell you everything that we're going to do behind the scenes. Look, sprinkle some showbiz on this. We prepared this one earlier.
Ah, no. Oh, that's kind
like
of...
Like the voting's rigged, is that what you mean?
No, that's a scurrilous accusation, but no.
I was wondering.
So what, you've already done it. Well, you look fine, so it can't have been too bad.
I just do what he tells me to.
Alan, you're in serious trouble now.
We would treat Carl.
That's how you got those blisters.
It's like treat.
Well, last week it was a little bit of spice, so this week we thought a little bit of sugar. Or sugar, if I want to get all gangster.
Sorry, this was crash test, dummy. This isn't like the pampering hour.
Yep, in fairness now, he nearly died last week, so we thought we'd have to do something to keep him, you know, doing stuff.
Well, okay, well, you may as well take
so
over.
So what do we do now? You're going to tell us what you're doing.
Okay, well, what I did... Oh, and this brilliant. Was probably the first time we had this meeting. It was actually something that I had mentioned that I wanted to do.
Oh, so after a hard one last week, we gave you a nice little
easy one. You're only doing this 3 weeks and you already get to pick your own ones. That's kind of crap.
I was sent out to Mondello Park to drive a Porsche 911.
Oh, God love you.
Yeah, so it was a tough day at the office, I must say. The lads, Ken Elliott and Philip Lawless.
Oh, I know them well.
Were looking after me. They actually spoke very highly of
you,
Jenny.
Thank you.
Well, that was it. You just had to drive a car around the track.
Well, no, they gave me a couple of challenges. So the first bit was I had to get into a training car and then I moved on to a Porsche 911. But the goal I had was to get a lap time of under 80 seconds. And if I didn't get it, you'll hear it now in the clip. There was something that I would have to do.
I think Ken, you're going to tell us a bit about what we're going to be doing today.
Okay, well, first of all, we're going to go out in the training car, which is a race-prepared Mazda 3. Then we're going to go out in the Porsche 911. Loads of power, great fun to drive. I'm going to give you instruction all the way around. Then, if that goes well, we'll go out in this Lola sports car, which we use for hot laps. It's 250 brake horsepower, only weighs 500 kilos, and it will be the fastest thing that you're ever going to be in your life. I guarantee it.
What could go wrong?
Well, I have got controls in the passenger seat. I have a brake pedal, and I've got a kill switch. So if you don't do as I say, I can intervene at any stage.
It's in turn in now, in against the curb, and feed the power on. Don't turn the wheel anymore. Full power now. Go, go, go. Stay on it all the way to the brake board. Okay, on the brakes. That's it. Stay on the brakes now. Nice and slow. Sure you haven't done this before? Stay left now. You ready for the Porsche?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Who are the best drivers generally that you get in here?
The best drivers are usually the women, but they will always listen to the instruction and they learn the quickest.
I know Jenny Green has been down here a couple of times.
Yeah, she's quite good.
Who do you reckon would beat each other in a lap, myself or Jenny?
Well, at the moment now I have to say Jenny. But you're only here first time, so give yourself a few more sessions and you'll be no problem to you.
Give me another year, Jenny, and I'll have you.
Well, Carl, we're not going for a pint of milk, so flat out all the way.
Okay,
right?
If I don't make 80 seconds, Nicky and Jenny can make my next crash test dummy as bad as they want.
So. I'll probably do that anyway. Okay, let's go. Whenever you're ready there, carry on out.
Holy sh**. Okay, I'm going to have to concentrate here.
Okay, now put the floor, full throttle, go, go, go. Okay, forward. That's it, power, 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 go, go, go. Careful. Okay, lift now, turn left. Okay, pull forward now, go. This is going to be a good lap, I can feel it. Okay, up the front. Okay, we're going to come into the pit lane at the end of this lap, Carl, all right?
Okay.
How do you think you did?
Okay, probably a little bit too excited. The power is just incredible. The car makes you think that you're probably better than you are. And then sometimes it catches you off guard. I think I did okay. I'd say it's touch and go, though. Okay, the moment of truth is approaching. Bad news?
My first lap was 1 minute 26.8.
Oh, Jesus, so I'm 6 seconds off.
Yeah. The second lap was 1 minute 20.652.
6 tenths off.
Third lap, 1 minute 18.9.
Yeah! Yes.
And then you went quicker again on your fourth lap, which is 1 minute 18.6. So well done. Excellent driving. Really proud of you.
Thank you so much. How much would that be worth had I done the unspeakable?
Have you got 60 grand?
Okay, I'm glad I didn't push it any further now, I must say. Can anyone from the public come in here and try this out and try these cars out?
Anybody can come down and do this at any stage. Vouchers are available from mondellopark.ie.
There you go. You seem to enjoy that, Al.
It was one of the better days at work, I must say. I very much enjoyed myself. I'm a bit of a petrol head, to be honest with you. So now, I must say, though, I'm up for that challenge with Jenny. I'd absolutely love to take
it. Oh, no problem.
Listen, what was your fastest lap?
118.0 something. Now,
if you had it taken out of reverse, you might have done a little bit better than that.
Like any good racing driver, I have some excuses. It was a little bit wet.
Okay.
So you just change the tyres, just change the slicks, and you'd be grand. Jenny, what's your fastest lap, boy?
I did a minute down there.
Was that in a Porsche?
There's two tracks now, so it might have been the other track, to be fair.
Were you on the baby? Were you on the baby track, Jenny?
I wasn't on the baby track, no. But actually, I was doing a great time then, and I stopped. I came around the circle, I came back around, and Ken was like, "What? Where'd you stop?" And I said, "Sorry, Ken, I don't care if you give out to me. There's a rabbit on the track and I'm not hitting it." And it just stood there staring at me. I said, "I'm not doing it."
Oh my God.
Well, one thing I noticed actually while being
there wouldn't have been
around.
A rabbit on the track if I had been there. It might have been two teeth or something. Anyway, left.
What Ken said to me was that if I had hit that 1 minute 20 mark, which I did, going to bring me around in a Lola, which is essentially...
Oh, geez. We've got a fright there.
Which is essentially it's an F3 car with two seats. So he had to drive this. He even had to put on special boots just to fit his feet into, like, you know, where your feet go, I suppose.
Yeah.
The foot compartment.
Okay. Footwell.
So we were recording it and we had set a bit of a challenge, but something went a little bit wrong. The car was so fast that it blew the microphone out of my helmet. So I'll let you have a listen to the clip now.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh my God.
Love it.
Oh my word. Oh my holy me. Fucking hell. Jesus. Mother of f***ing Jesus.
That scares you by the sounds of it.
Yeah. So what actually happened there is about 10 seconds in, you can see the sound becomes a lot more distant. That's because the microphone has blown out of my helmet. And yeah, it was scary. That Lola was like nothing I have ever been in my life. Do you know what you were talking about?
She's like a showgirl.
Yeah.
It was, she's a fine machine.
You like what I did there, Jenny?
Very good. Very good. Very quick.
Thanks so much.
You know what you were talking about? The rabbit there.
Yeah.
There was birds
on the
track.
Tell me the rabbit had moved at this point.
We were going.
It's weeks since Jenny was there.
We were going so fast, I thought we were actually going to hit a bird at one stage.
Right.
Now, I mean, in the literal sense.
Right, okay.
So
what speeds? You know what speed you got out of that Lola?
In the Lola, we got up to 150 mile an hour.
Lovely.
Down the main straight. Oh, it was terrifying.
Were you nervous or were you just adrenaline speed? Loving it.
I absolutely loved it, but like...
It's a mixture of both. It's like I'm loving it, but I'm also crapping myself.
I was more nervous when I was driving. Ken knew exactly what he was at.
Did you drive the Lola?
No, I didn't get to drive the Lola. Too much power.
Okay.
Too much power.
Okay, so you got a challenge though then. This is
all easy.
This is the challenge though.
Yes.
I mean enjoyable, not easy. I mean, you know what I mean by easy? It's like you're... How are you suffering here?
Well, it was me, yeah. I mean,
Yes, did. Lindy felt really bad last week after the chicken wing challenge, so that's kind of why she gave me something that's nice.
I have to be honest, I didn't feel too bad. All right, you got a lot of views on YouTube and you got a lot of positive feedback.
How many views on YouTube did Excellent. You get?
Oh, the videos watched about, well, not in YouTube, but on Facebook, the videos watched about 20,000 times.
Look, that's
good.
So that's good. That's how you got. That's how you got the shift.
Okay, sorry, I'm just being told here. the crash test dummy segment on the show, it's about testing a product, Nicky, not about him having to suffer, so I do apologise.
Yes, thank you,
for
Lindy.
That.
Yes.
Right.
So what we did have, though, was the challenge was whether I could read something whilst being driven at high speed around the track in a Mazda MX-5.
Now, could you read something without being driven, just to start off?
What do you mean now?
Can you read in general, Jenny?
The fact that I didn't pick up on that joke
answers it for me.
So what did you have to read?
It was an extract from 50 Shades of Grey.
Do you know, I've never read it. I'm actually curious to hear this.
Nor have I, and my word.
Did you like it?
Quite a racy book now, excuse
did
the pun.
Did you enjoy it?
How did you get on?
Nicky's already lost for words.
Well, the challenge was to try and read this and stay as calm as possible, so I'll let you decide on how calm
I hope
I
it
stayed.
Wasn't distracting Ken now while he was driving.
Okay. Holy Okay. 50 Shades of Grey. Whilst being driven around in a Mazda at very high speed in Mondello Park. Okay, here we go. Does this mean you're going to make love to me tonight, Christian? Holy sh**. Did I just say that? His mouth drops open slightly, but he recovers quickly. Out of the brakes. No, Anastasia, it doesn't. Firstly, I don't make love. I'm f***ing hard. Secondly, there's a lot more paperwork to do. And thirdly, you don't know yet what you're in for. You could still run for the hills. Come, I want you. I'm so scared. My mouth dropped so f***ing hard. Holy s***, that sounds so hot. But what? Looking at the playroom. I am mystified. You want to play on your Xbox, I ask? He laughs loudly. No Anastasia. No Xbox. No PlayStation. Come. He's using a key from the pocket. He unlocks. Oh! He unlocks. Yeah, unlocks the door and takes a deep breath. You can leave any time. Your helicopter is on standby to take you wherever you want to go. This is insane. Where am I? Where the helicopter? It's up with the helicopter. Where you want to go home? Take wherever you want to go. You can stay the night and you go home in the morning. It's fine, whatever you decide. Just open the damn door, Christian. He opens the door and stands back to let me in. I gaze at him once more. I so want to know what's in here. Taking a deep breath, I walk in. And it feels like I've time traveled back to the 16th century and the Spanish Inquisition. Holy f***. Holy f***, right? Jesus. Okay, Jesus. It's actually scarier when you look up as well. Mother of good and sweet divine Jesus. Okay.
And you survived. You survived.
Not my most masculine moment.
Can I ask you a genuine question? Did you get to keep the book?
It was only an extract.
Oh,
I'll be purchasing the first thing that this Christmas.
We'll have to get you the full book.
I have a copy here if you'd like to take it home as a preview.
Of the extract.
Thanks. I just might. I'm just going to, hang on. Just put that in my handbag for later.
Thanks so much to Ken and Philip. They looked after us so well. It was honestly, for any petrolhead, I'm not being made say this, I'm saying this genuinely.
No,
that was one of the best days out I've ever had.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, for any petrolhead or any sex addict, that is the challenge for you. Carl, it's a pleasure as always. Next week, it may not be as enjoyable. But thanks for doing it.
Cheers,
Carl,
guys.
Mullen, the crash test.
Also,
dummy.
The video is now on YouTube and it'll be on Facebook as well in a couple of minutes. So make sure you check it out at the 2FM page so you can go. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm dying to watch this. Brilliant.